American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Absolutely. We may not have the answer, but believe me, we're coming up with it.
That's Jim McCann. He's a cattleman in southwestern Missouri, and he serves on the Beef Sustainability Board of the NCBA, talking about how sustainable we have to be in the cattle industry. And it's particularly tough in meetings where environmental groups are there really challenging the cattle industry by either protecting the sage grouse or other species or go out of business.
I have frequently told these people at these meetings, you know what, there's a lot of really intelligent people in this room, a lot of really well-educated people in this room, but less than 1% of you have any idea what it takes to produce beef on a daily basis, what this guy that owns these cows, how he feels about what he's doing, how he feels about the animals he's got under his care. There's a passion there that I don't think you can find in any other industry that guys like me, that's all we know.
McMahon describes how important the profession is, how much he loves his animals.
We have spent our entire lives doing just this. And believe me, those animals are important to us because if we can't have them make a little money, we may not survive. And then when I don't survive, then a whole nother segment of industry is going to suffer because the ag industry is suffering because of the demands that they're making on us. And it's all going to come full circle.
That's Jim McCann, a longtime cattleman in southwestern Missouri. Now this message.
Sustainable quality in today's beef business is consistently higher grading, DNA parent verified beef. Uncommon to the beef industry? Not if it's the American Akiushi. More prime beef from American Akiushi bulls is more profit tomorrow. Start your sustainable future today with nature's healthy beef, the American Akiushi. For American Akiushi Association breeders or information, go to akiushi.com.
Stay connected on Twitter, Cattle News USA. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.